This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we're talking about a Quaker cemetery in North Philadelphia, which in the 1980s became a virtual junkyard and a haven for drug dealers and users. No one in the neighborhood seemed to know that important abolitionists and 19th century reformers, including Lucretia Mott, were buried there. The Quakers have joined with members of the community to reclaim the cemetery as a historic burial ground and as a tranquil place for people living around it. Ron Whitehorn teaches in the neighborhood at the Julia de Burgos Middle School. He's created a student project revolving around the cemetery cleanup effort. He came to our studio with one of his students, 12-year-old Sofia Gonzalez. I asked Whitehorn to describe how the cemetery looks now.
Today, it is, I wouldn't say it's been completely transformed, but it's 75% of the way there. Today, all the brush is gone, the grass is mowed, the walkways, which are made of brick, many of them have been restored. The graves have been cleaned away. The fence has been repaired. There is still some. When we cleaned it up a couple months ago, the kids and myself found about 40 needles. So the problem with the drugs is far from solved. But it looks a lot different. It looks a lot better. It's a different place today.
How close is the cemetery to the middle school?
3 blocks.
Sophia, what did you used to think about the cemetery? Would you walk through it?
No, I don't think I will walk through it. Because when I went before, I would like walk by with my sister's son from a friend's house, and it's all dirty and has trash and everything. And I wouldn't want to go through it because I see a lot of people coming in and out. And I wouldn't want to go through it.
Were there any superstitions about who was buried there? Or you know how there's superstitions about cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's cats, dogs, and mouses and stuff.
Tell me what the cleanups are like at the cemetery. I think like every one Saturday a month?
No, it's quarterly.
It's quarterly.
The cleanups are every season. There's one.
So tell me what a typical cleanup day is like.
Well, there are a whole lot of Quakers there from all over the Delaware Valley, different Quaker meetings, send groups.
This was first a Quaker burial ground, and all the people buried there are friends.
That's right, and the Quakers have kind of taken it, after relinquishing it, have kind of taken it back. And then there's a good number of community people and residents and people from the settlement house in the neighborhood, and then there's our students. So that's pretty much the constituencies that are represented there. And It's Mary Ann Hunter who's the driving spirit behind this whole effort. I mean, she's there and she has lists of things to do, and some people are working on sidewalks, and some people are picking up trash, and some people are raking leaves, and it all goes very nicely. And then we usually gather up at the end for some kind of snack and a few words of reflection about what it all means, and that's pretty much it. You planted flowers one time, didn't you? Bulbs, and they came up.
Yeah.
Sophia planted some bulbs, and then they came up the following season.
It must have been a good feeling to see the results of your work months after
you
planted them, and flowers are so pretty. You said before that there's a lot of needles that you found in the park. Do you wear gloves or anything when you're cleaning up so that
absolutely.
You don't stick yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that worry you?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I make sure, like, I don't find that, like, if I find something, I'd be sure to call somebody to pick it up because I don't want to pick it up. Probably go to the glove or something.
Ron, why did you make cleaning up the cemetery part of a school project?
Well, our team, we're a team of teachers, and our theme that we try to organize our teaching around is architecture and urban development. And one of my concerns was to really make connections between what we're teaching in the classroom and the lives of our students, and to begin to give the students a better sense of what some of the history of their neighborhood is and some of the resources the neighborhood has. And the burial ground struck me as a good place to start, both because of its historical importance, but also because it's the only piece of undeveloped land in that area. It's the highest point in North Philadelphia. It has a beautiful stand of trees. So I'm a science teacher. So from the standpoint of the trees and the ecosystems there, it also made a lot of sense. And we wanted to build a tree farm there for the to serve the neighborhood. So those were some of the reasons why it appealed to us. And I met Mary Ann Hunter, who's a Quaker who's been active in trying to organize the Quakers to restore it, and it was a natural kind of partnership.
Yeah, I'm wondering, this used to be a haven for drug dealers, and there's still, you say, drug dealers on one corner. Do they ever watch, Ron, when you're there with your students? That must be pretty eerie sometimes, no?
We try to kind of keep away from them, but they can see we're there, and some of them have, you know, yelled things and that kind of thing. And some of them, I mean, I know some of them, you know, some of them are former students. So, I mean, I've had some interaction with them. But for the most part, we try to, because of the potential for some violence, not necessarily from them directed at us, just because there's so many drive-bys and that kind of thing, we try to keep the kids away from that corner.
When you're out there with your students in the cemetery and there are drug dealers on a corner, do you feel that you and the students are respected by the drug dealers, even though they're not going to be participating in something like that? The ones who know who you are and who understand.
I think so. I mean, the ones, the drug dealers that I know and that I've talked to, most of them regret what they're doing at some level. I mean, they may engage in some bravado about it, but they fundamentally, I think they know it's not a good life. I mean, you don't know too many 40-year-old drug dealers that are doing well, and they understand that. And I think most of them who I had as students respect that we were trying to make better lives for the children, and so they respect what we're doing.
The cemetery that you've been helping to clean up connects to the Presidential Summit on Volunteerism earlier in the spring, which was held in Philadelphia. I think that was one of the sites that was cleaned up during the summit. Ron, what was your attitude toward the summit, or all these, you know, big famous people coming in to clean up your neighborhood?
Well, I really think it was a sham. I mean, it makes me angry because the way I see it, I mean, the people who are now out there giving their one day of volunteerism, the corporate America, they're the people who've disinvested North Philadelphia and who have deprived the neighborhood of the resources it needs to be viable. And then to turn around and challenge everyone to come out and volunteer is really obscene to me. I mean, who can be against volunteerism? Of course, it's good that people give of their time to help other people, but it really glosses over what the fundamental question is in relationship to the neighborhood, which is the disinvestment of the neighborhood and all the problems that's left us with.
Sophia, what do you like and what do you not like about your neighborhood?
What do I not like?
And what do you like, both?
The drug dealing, the killing and stuff. And when you sleep, you hear gunshots and stuff. And what I like, I don't know, is parks around, like clean parks. And
there are
like
clean parks?
Yeah. It's a park around my house, and it's clean. It's like, they don't let nobody in, like drug people in there. And that's where I go sometimes. And I don't know. There's a Spanish place for kids. Like, you could go over there, and they have dances and stuff. That's kind of fun for me.
Your neighborhood has been nicknamed the Badlands. What do you think of that name?
I don't like it because they brand us like we bad or something. Like, just because dumb people are selling drugs and those people are shooting people doesn't mean that I'm going to go outside and I'm going to shoot somebody because I'm not bad. I mean, I don't go outside and I hit somebody for looking at me wrong, or they want to take my sneakers or something, and I'm going to hit them or kill them or shoot them, whatever. And they say that everybody in here is bad because we live in Philadelphia, the Badlands. So I'm going to go outside and I'm going to be bad or something.
Because you're spending a lot of time trying to clean up the cemetery, when you see people either throwing trash there or selling drugs there, do you feel particularly resentful of it because you're working so hard to change that part of the neighborhood?
Yeah, I do. I feel that. It really makes me angry generally when I see people throw trash on the ground or throw trash in my classroom or But yeah, given the effort and that people have made, and people have made out of the goodness of their hearts or out of their commitment to the neighborhood, not because anybody paid them or anything like that, to clean it up, and then for someone else to come along and trash it, makes you really angry.
What about you, Sophia? You get angry at that too?
Yeah, because when I went, I seen my bulbs and they were all nice, and came back again and they was all stepped on and everything.
Oh, these are the bulbs that you planted?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been upsetting.
Trash around them, yeah. Because I spent all my time planting them, digging up the dirt, and to come back to see them all squished.
Ron Weinhorn teaches at the Julio de Burgos Middle School in North Philadelphia. Sophia Gonzalez is one of his students.